The Florida House has signed off on Senate President Joe Negron's top priority, a water reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee. I'm Lynn Hatter. At one point, the price tag on the proposal was $2 billion. Then it ballooned to $3 billion as more water projects poured into it. Its current price tag? $1.2 billion. A compromise, says Representative Thad Altman, that's aimed at protecting communities south of Lake Okeechobee from polluted runoff that has shut down beaches, made people sick, and wreaked havoc on the economy.
We are doing good work here in the Florida legislature to preserve and protect the major ecological engine in all of South Florida, from an economic to an environmental to a water quality and source for 6 million people.
The proposal is part of a larger compromise on key priorities that are making a deal on a statewide budget possible. Despite its passage, issues still linger, such as the fact that Negron's main priority has never been vetted by House members, an issue Representative Lori Berman alluded to with this question.
I move to refer SB 10, which was not heard by any House committees, to the House Subcommittee on Agriculture and Property Rights and the House Committee on Appropriations.
Her request was shot down. Negron's bill still aims to build a water storage reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee by using mostly state land. Agricultural workers who lose their jobs would be given preferential hiring to build the reservoir, a response to concerns it will take jobs away from nearby struggling communities. The deal between the chambers allows bonding up to $800 million to finance construction, something House leaders initially refused to do. Here's Republican Representative Holly Rothschild spelling out the deal.
The amendment decreases the authorized bonding amount from $1.2 billion to $800 million. It decreases the annual appropriation from the LATF from $100 million to $64 million beginning in fiscal year 2018-2019 and requires any remaining funds to be made available only for the C-51 Reservoir Project or other identified Everglades projects.
The LATF is the Land Acquisition Trust Fund, and the reductions clear up more money to be used on other projects, as well as for financing to come from other sources. Not all lawmakers believe the plan is the best way to address water concerns in Central Florida. Democratic Representative Katie Edwards says too often lawmakers have started projects and never finished them.
Our responsibility is to fund it, not to substitute our judgment for the professionals, the scientists, the engineers, the hydrologists that vet these projects.
House members approved the measure 99 to 18, clearing the way for water projects around Lake Okeechobee to move forward. In a statement, the Florida sugarcane farmers praised the bill for not taking sugar land out of production and choosing to focus on state property instead. Association spokesman Ryan Duffy says it's now time for the legislature to focus on reducing pollution originating north of the lake. And Democrats like Edwards and Representative David Richardson say they'd like to see northern storage considered in the future.
I really believe that we need to have a comprehensive plan. We need to figure out how we can get the water to be less nutrient rich before it comes into the north end of the lake.
For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.